626, currently our time on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM. This is Coach's Corner, live from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. Love to give a big thank you to Flandreau Girls Basketball Coach Megan Sievertson for coming on the show beforehand, talking a little bit about her team and the progression that they've had over the last few years as well. Again, their next game coming up on the 29th against Del Rapids in Del Rapids. But you can stay up to date, latest scores and schedules from Flandreau Girls Basketball and all Flandreau sports and any area teams that you want to check up on through the area sports page on AmazingMadison.com. 626 again, currently our time. Now our next guest in studio, no stranger to the show, it's Dakota State University indoor track and field coach Anthony Dreeland. And Coach, glad to have you on the show again.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, we were talking a little bit before the before coming back on, a little bit of downtime for your team and also the coaching staff as well after the season opening meet back on the 1st and the 2nd as well. Split the team up, the majority of them went up to Brookings. A few of the long distance runners went to the Fremont, Nebraska half marathon. You know, with that downtime from meet to meet, and especially with the way the indoor schedule kind of breaks up, you know, just going back to that season opening meet, you know, what were a few of those takeaways that you were able to find out from this team that you have to start off the year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this first meet's really kind of a teaser, because you get one meet for, you know, all the sprinters and throwers, and then they go home for Christmas, and the bulk of the season's after Christmas. So it's a lot of fun just to be able to kind of see where they're at, but I wish we didn't have 5 weeks break in there, honestly, but that's just kind of how the season works. But we really were happy with a lot of good performances there. As you look at our roster, we have a lot of young athletes, a lot of freshmen, and so there was a lot of bright performances, things we're excited about, things that we can work on and get better down the road. And we have a couple freshman girls, Josie Wolf from Chester and Abby Strasser from Lenox, that they both ran really well in the 60 meter dash and the 200 meter dash. We had a young man from Coleman Egan, Walker Olivier, who ran great in the 60 hurdles, and he's not that far from qualifying for nationals, so that was really good. And and among some others too that we were really happy with. So it's a good chance to get out there and get a meet in and hopefully provide some momentum going into Christmas break and training and everything.
Yeah, and especially with the huge breakup in the schedule, you know, the season began, or at least the meets did, December 1st. Next one, not until January 13th, a big gap in that schedule. You know, is it the scheduling-wise and also getting practices in? And of course, a couple weeks ago, had finals week to try and get those all together. You know, how much on the scheduling with this makeup of this young team, too, having to get those all coordinated together and make sure these athletes stay ready to go, especially with that huge break in the schedule?
Yeah, it's one of those things that it's kind of the nature of the track season, having this longer break. And with such a young team, you just try to make sure to reiterate that you want to keep this momentum going and train well over break, so you don't lose everything that you built up during the fall. And but luckily, you know, we've recruited great, highly motivated athletes, and so for the vast majority of them, they're going to be out there doing what they need to do to train and be ready and everything like that. But, us coaches, we're checking in, weekly and just making sure they're doing what they need to be doing and updating and adjusting as necessary. And in a few weeks, they'll be back and ready to get after it. So.
Yeah, and especially with the large group of athletes that you have bringing in, a lot of young faces coming in. About, I was looking at the roster, more than half of them freshmen or in sophomores as well. Only four seniors coming back for this indoor season as well. You know, is there really a lot of adjustments that you and the coaching staff with Coach Foreman and Coach Glover as well, a couple other no strangers of the show as well, especially Coach Glover. We had him on a couple weeks ago talking about that season opening meets as well. You know, is there a lot of adjustments that you and the coaching staff have to kind of reiterate with this young group?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, even simple things of, you know, going to a college meet and where you check in and all those different things that maybe are a little bit different than the high school schedule that they have, or things that we just need to make sure that they are prepared and know what they need to do, and those things which you kind of forget as you've been coaching 7 years and it's like secondhand to us or even the upperclassmen. So, but I'd say the biggest thing, we see a lot of freshmen are, is there's a lot of nerves and anxiety going into their first college meet. And we have to remind them that, hey, you're here because we think you can be successful and you've worked hard and you can do very, very well. And so it's something that we try to almost not downplay it, but just try to calm people down because they're ready to go. We get them prepared in the practice and all they have to do is go execute their race or their throw or whatever it may be.
Yeah, and it certainly seems a lot easier said than done, but yeah. I'm sure with your experience over the years, especially you coming from the, you know, from Dakota State in your heyday as well, while also being the coach, certainly things get maybe not so much easier, but you learn from each year to year, make those proper adjustments, and also just, you know, you understand after a while with some of these younger athletes what things work and what don't.
Oh, absolutely. Each year, you know, it's amazing, you know, what I learn and change, and whether it's training the athletes or interacting, you know, and getting them prepared, you know, I look back 5 years ago and think, you know, there's a lot of things that I do differently. So I guess that's good, but it's kind of interesting how that goes.
And especially now with that a lot of downtime here since that first meet and the next one coming up after the new year, you know, I'm sure that you're keeping your eye out on some future Trojans as well, some recruits. Is there a good amount of recruiting that you've done here in the last couple weeks or so, you know, keeping some eyes out on some athletes?
Yeah, and that's really never ending, you know, with the track season being long, and obviously I coach cross country too. We don't really have any necessarily downtime where we're not recruiting, and so every minute that we can spend time trying to get in contact or having kids on visits or seeing them run, you know, we're taking advantage of it. And so I think we've really stepped up in the recruiting aspect of things, and we've got support in the scholarship realm of things too, and that's made a big difference for us. But we realized what type of work it really takes to do that. So we're always in contact with kids and putting our name out there and trying to build up this program and show kids what we have to offer.
Yeah, and especially with you have Coach Glover and also Coach Foreman here as your assistants. Is there a certain amount of area that you guys all kind of split up in certain areas that you cover versus Coach Foreman and Coach Glover try to get some of those athletes to come here to Dakota State?
Yeah, we do a little bit of that, and a lot of it's just structured around event disciplines. And, you know, Coach Glover's talking to throwers and that sort of thing, and Coach Foreman's talking to sprinters and hurdlers, and I'm keeping my eye out on the distance runners. And we really break it up that way. But there's also some overlap. You know, there might be a kid that's contacted me first, and so we kind of just go about it in that way too. So, it's a never-ending process.
And also with the way the indoor schedule is kind of broken up, and also with the facilities they had to go to have some of these indoor events, it's always one thing that I've been interested in is how the events kind of work with the indoor track and field schedule, and also events taking place. Is just looking at your schedule, you know, not a great distance of travel that's outlandish. You went up to Brookings, you went down to Fremont as well for the half marathon, then the couple of meets over in back at Brookings as well. Then you go to Mitchell along with Sioux Center, Iowa for Dort, coming back in the new year, and also Mankato, Minnesota. You know, with the indoor facilities, is there really a lot of with the competition that goes out for the indoor season? You know, do all the events really take place in one specific area? Is it all kind of broken up day by day? It's always something that I've been interested in and always wanted to ask you about
Yeah, yeah. Indoor, I really like the atmosphere of indoor track because everything is very tightly bunched, and just, there's just a great atmosphere. You know, when you go to a place like Dakota Wesleyan, which a little bit smaller track, but it's really intimate, it's close, and it can get loud in there and warm and hot, and it kind of reminds me of playing high school basketball in a shoebox gym, you know. So it's really kind of a tight-knit and a close atmosphere, and so that can be a lot of fun just because it's intense, and I always loved that while I was racing. And so the SDSU facility, now that's a little bit bigger, you know, track. And so that gets a little bit more, there feels like there's more room and air to breathe in there. But that's what's cool about indoor is everything's really located right there. And you can be watching the high jump and seeing people triple jump and then watch some sort of track race at the same time. So it's really kind of a neat deal.
Better known as probably more organized chaos with all the indoor going on.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
That is a great way to coach as well. You know, starting to wind down things here a little bit. Just taking a look here at when the athletes come back here in the next couple of weeks, I'm sure after the holiday as well. Mm-hmm. You know, what are a few big things that when you have the athletes all come back to campus, first couple of practices, what are a few things that you and the coaching staff are going to be keying on with that first meet coming up on January 13th?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we'll with everybody training and everything like that, we get right back in the swing of having practice together and everything like that. But once we, you know, kind of especially get past the first meet or two, that is the part of the season where we should be peaked, fresh, and ready to go. And so it's a matter of letting our athletes know that you have to stay on top of the recovery, be sleeping enough, eating enough, hydrating enough, doing all of those things, because it can be surprising to young athletes how fast the season really flies by once we get going. And so we just reiterate to take advantage of every opportunity you have to run fast. To qualify for the indoor national championships, you have to hit a time or a mark, and you only have so many opportunities to do that. And so it's really a matter of grabbing every opportunity that you can and taking advantage of it.
Coach, also finally, you know, as we start to wrap up this interview and also the holidays coming up, keeping things low-key, any big holiday plans for you and your family this year?
Nothing too crazy, just going to see some family and that sort of thing. Last weekend, I did take my wife to Terry Peak, and we got out there the first day that they opened up to ski and snowboard. And so my wife had a lot of fun trying to learn to snowboard, but she said she had fun even though she was falling down quite a bit, and I fell down a few times too. So but that'll be about the most exciting thing that we do. So
it certainly sounds like it'll be a good holiday for you. Yes. As well, Coach, thank you so much for coming on the show. Best of luck to you the rest of this season, and I'm sure we'll try and get you before everything gets a little bit too crazy after the new year as well.
That sounds great. Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely, Coach, and also Merry Christmas to you.
You too. Thank you.
Alrighty, Coach for Dakota State University indoor track and field, Anthony Dreeland, joining us here in studio here for Coach's Corner. Again, next meet for the indoor track and field Trojans team will be on January 13th at the Dort Invitational at Sioux Center, Iowa as well. I'm sure we'll get some results from that and also the rest of the indoor track and field season. You can stay up to date with the schedules for all winter sports for Dakota State University through the DSU sports page on AmazingMadison.com. 6:38 currently our time. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the NFL weekly schedule and a recap from last week, and also look forward to the next couple of weeks of football coming up. That is also along with high school basketball. We'll take a look at the schedule coming up for some of our broadcasts and interesting matchups, as this is Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 and also online at AmazingMadison.com.